From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby, in for Ricky Bevington, who is off for a few days. Leaders in Southwest Georgia are still asking residents to stay at home to stop the spread of coronavirus. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
COVID-19 deaths at Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital now account for about a third of the deaths in the entire state. And infections in surrounding Daugherty County are on par with those in DeKalb County, though Daugherty's population is almost nine times smaller. The outbreak began when an infected man from out of town attended two funerals attended by congregations from two large churches. During a Tuesday press conference, local leaders pleaded with residents to quit going to church just for the time being in order to avoid repeating what created the outbreak in the first place. Meanwhile, some COVID-19 patients from Southwest Georgia have already been taken to Navicent Health in Bibb County, Middle Georgia's largest hospital. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Savannah's mayor has ordered residents to stay home unless they're going to work or picking up food and other essential supplies. The order goes into effect at midnight and closes all non-essential businesses. Mayor Van Johnson says the governor's order yesterday did not go far enough.
Obviously, we would love to have some state mandates because that means everybody's playing by the same rules.
The city of Savannah estimates it's losing $150,000 a day during the coronavirus crisis. Theaters across the state are closing their doors and postponing their seasons indefinitely. GPB's Sarah Rose reports.
From Atlanta to Columbus to Marietta, theaters are reeling from the economic impact of the coronavirus. Out of Box in Marietta celebrated its eighth year in business this week, but Carolyn Cho never imagined her theater company would experience anything like the COVID-19 outbreak.
Pretty dismal. I gotta be truthful. It's pretty dismal with no income, none.
Cho says she's seen a lot of other theater companies trying to shift their schedules around, but doesn't want to make that move yet given how fast circumstances are changing. Cho says she has no idea when her theater or others in the area could open again. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Rose in Atlanta.
I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.